Joe Fisher joins us now for a daily Vanderbilt report. And Joe, to kind of get your thoughts on tomorrow night's game, we saw Florida in person and pretty impressed with Tim Tebow and the way they played. How do you think Oklahoma matches up against them? And I still say that the Gators' defense is better than maybe some people think it is.
I think that's probably the edge in the game, to be honest. I think Oklahoma, you know, has an outstanding offense. Florida certainly has an outstanding offense. But I think Florida's defense is sometimes overlooked. And I think they're probably going to be the difference in the game. I'm not sure that this is going to be one of those. There are a lot of people that think this is going to be a 48-45 kind of game, and I just have a feeling it's not. I think it's going to be one that teams are going to have to work hard for everything they get. I think it's probably one of those, you know, Florida may score 28-30, but I still think the defense will be the difference. Those guys, you know, you go down to Florida and you see some of those linebackers and defensive backs they have, and their linemen are fast. You know, everybody they've got is fast. They've got great size. And I just think they're going to be the difference in the ballgame.
Joe, we hear that Steve Spurrier has hired Illinois assistant Eric Wolford to be his offensive line coach. So we assume that Robbie Caldwell of Vanderbilt will stay put.
I think so. I'm not sure, and I haven't talked to Robbie yet. I would assume that those two did talk. Whether anything was offered or how much was discussed, at what detail, I don't know. But that's certainly good news for Vanderbilt. And I think Robbie, certainly it's kind of a situation where I would think, at least, Robbie's the assistant head coach here and offensive line coach. And, you know, if he was going to leave to go someplace else for another offensive line coach job, I think it would have to be a really, really significant move, maybe not just something inside this conference, and also might include a coordinator, you know, or whatever role. So we're very glad to have him back. He's got all of his starters from this year coming back, you know, guys that he spent a lot of time working with, so I think he's looking forward to that as well. He obviously loves it here and the staff, so we're really glad that he's going to be sticking around.
Joe, as far as basketball goes, I know the Commodores getting ready to play Kentucky on Saturday. In the league last night, Arkansas, another big win over a highly ranked opponent as they got Texas 67-61.
That's a couple of big wins for Arkansas in the last week as he's really got them playing well. And if you've been to Bud Walton Arena, when it's hopping, you know, that's a very difficult place to win. And it seems like they're starting to get some of their swagger back at home. And so that's going to be a really tough place to play. But you look in the rest of the conference, you know, LSU gets pummeled by Utah. Georgia loses to Georgia Tech. Alabama loses to Clemson. Clemson's a nationally ranked team. So, you know, some of the SEC teams sort of took it on the chin, kind of a tough way to get ready for conference play. But Arkansas has got to be flying high right now, and they're 12-1. Two top 10 victories, you know, they're going to jump up into the top 25 easily.
I'll tell you what, watch out for Alabama. They're playing better. They played Clemson close. They led for a lot of that game. They've gotten a lot better. They've gotten healthier. So
that's the deal,
That might be a team to watch. Joe, another thing, you know, real quick, something that I read that your partner Tim Thompson said that I thought was very profound about how unusual, because you're looking at the problems Bruce Pearl's having at Tennessee, getting a talented group of young players, underclassmen, to buy into his system.
Right.
And Tim, talked about how unusual it is to see such a young group at Vanderbilt embrace what Kevin Stallings wants in terms of his defensive system.
And I think even Kevin told you guys yesterday when he was on with you that I think in his words, these guys have bought into everything they want them to do. Now, you know, it doesn't mean they can execute everything perfectly, but they're working hard at everything that the coaches are trying to get them to do. It really has shown itself most on the defensive end, obviously, at how well they have played so far. But these guys came in, there aren't any, you know, there aren't any prima donnas in this group. There aren't any attitudes. They just play hard, play together, and get better. And, you know, I got to tell you, it was exciting, you know, sitting there at UMass watching that game and seeing that second half and seeing that offense begin to develop the way it did. Now, obviously doing that in Lexington is going to be a lot harder to do, but seeing some of these pieces begin to flourish and guys like Goldburn and McClellan play so well and the support AJ's getting from all those other people, Jermaine just so steady. It's really an exciting project in progress, but they have totally bought into Kevin and the staff.
You know, Joe, I don't know, full court pressure is not really their style, but do you think, or do you kind of wonder, as I do, that maybe they turn up the heat a little bit to see if they can make Kentucky make some bad decisions?
I think they probably pick and choose their spots. I do think, though, that Vanderbilt's going to play the way they play. I was thinking, listening to that interview and listening to people talk about going to Kentucky and having to adjust, you know, try to adjust to what Kentucky does. I wonder when the time comes with this Vanderbilt team that people begin to talk about how they'll adjust to what Vanderbilt does. You know, how do we adjust to match up with these 6'8" perimeter guys that can bring up the ball against the press, you know, and do those kind of things. And I think that time is not too far off in coming, you know, where people begin to talk about Vanderbilt in those kind of terms, like you do when you say, oh, we've got to face Arkansas under pressure, we got to face Kentucky, you know, and the big guy inside, we got to face, you know, all these other talented players. I think teams are going to start to talk about Vanderbilt in the same way.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot, and we'll talk more about the game tomorrow.
All right, see you guys.
He's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher, each morning on the Wake Up Zone at 6:55.